Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You hear about these people and they talk about Christmas presents and Christmas gifts and they come to the conclusion, I don't want a gift.
Nope.
They're like, I don't really want a gift, so don't bother getting me anything. Well, I've got bad news for you. 1 out of 4 of those people is lying straight to your face. They found that 25% of the people who say they don't want a gift actually does. But they say they won't be upset if you don't give them one. And they probably won't, but they secretly hoped you would.
How many of this is wives? You know how a husband and wives agree not to exchange gifts, and then she gets him something and he doesn't get her anything because you agreed not to exchange?
Not as high as you would expect, Kato, only about 99%. But they say that the person who says they don't want a gift will be upset if you don't get them something. That's about 10% of them. 8% says they won't be upset if you don't get them, and they'll actually be upset if you break the rule and get them something.
Yes.
Now, that's because they're feeling guilty then because they followed the rules and they didn't get you anything. Tori, has this happened to you?
Yeah, and it's funny because for our wedding, we talked about, because you know sometimes you get each other wedding gifts?
Yeah.
I was like, let's just not worry about it. We got enough money going into this. And then he shows up with the prettiest string of pearls, and I just start crying, and I'm like, but I didn't get you anything. So,
see, I'm not feeling guilty because I didn't get them anything. I'm actually a little angry because they got me something because we agreed not to and they broke the rules. And now I look like the bad guy, even though they're the ones that's the jerk because they broke the rules.
I knew someone who kept like a spare gift year round, just something that would always work. And that way, if his wife ever came home and did that, he'd be like, I also have you something.
It says happy birthday, but Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
No, you leave that part open, silly goose, and then you just write it in.
I told you, gift cards. Okay. Always just carry a bunch of gift cards around. Pass them out like candy.
Now, you can't keep spare gift cards in your car. I could see me, well, I got that gift card from McDonald's. I'll just run by there and get me something.
Yeah, you can.
Then I'll use them all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that old people, they do that too. They like, I've got everything I need, hon. Don't buy me anything. But just buy for your family this year. So they'll say they don't need anything or they don't want a gift.
Well, my mom, and I know she loves Red Lobster. So every year I get her a Red Lobster gift card and then I go and get to eat with her on it.
Wow, yeah.
So it works out for me.
That's a win-win.
Yeah.
And that's why restaurant gift cards are so good, because a lot of times you get invited along. Of course, you don't want to cheap out too much, because then all of a sudden the two of you are splitting a $25 gift card. You want to get at least one that'll cover two people.
And then when you go over, it's like, Mom, I'm going to need 20 extra dollars because we went over. You spent your gift already.
We need your card now, that credit card.
Well, when you add it up, there's about 20% of the people who say they don't want anything. But then they'll either get mad at you if you get something because they didn't want you to, or they'll get mad if you didn't get them something because they secretly hoped you would. So it's a gambling game, even though you have supposedly removed the gambling from it.
Don't listen to Mom when she says, don't worry about me. I'm just happy everybody's going to be here. Because here's the thing. She's been out buying for everyone else in the family. Everyone's going to have a gift to open, and she gets to just sit there. So don't forget to get Mom something and put something in her stocking.
Did you see the video?
Yes.
Actually, Mom gets her own stocking. You know, she sits it out there and the guy's like, whose is that?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I do that, I'm going big on my stocking gifts.
So husbands, get your wife's stockings out of her drawer, hang them over the fireplace.
Yeah. Not the pantyhose though, because there's too much stuff you can put in there. They stretch.
Now, they do.
What are you talking about, Tori? You and Cato knew what you were talking about.
So there's a video going around of a mom saying that come Christmas, when everyone's opening their gifts and specifically the stockings, she just kind of sits there because she's the one who gets the gift. She's the one who fills the stockings.
Right.
So then she has nothing.
Oh, I saw a different one. I saw where the dad was like, whose is that?
Yeah.
And she's like, that's my stocking, hon.
Yeah.
He's like, well, Santa Claus is good to you.
It's a PSA reminder for guys. You've got to fill your wife's stocking. If you know what I mean.
I think I do.
Yeah. But you know those little lifesavers, candies like that? Something simple.
Yeah, you want to be careful. She's on a diet.
True.
I'm thinking, what is a good thing for the wife stocking stuffer?
Oh,
look at me.
Like, always asking Gato. But, I mean, you could do, like, Ulta gift cards. You could do little lip glosses. You could do little gift cards to get nails done. I mean, there's all kinds of little stuff
Makeup's
like that.
Makeup's very difficult because you got to know what to get.
No, I'm talking about the brushes and stuff. You got, like, painter's brushes and stuff. They got to put all that stuff on.
And an Ulta gift card, that's a gift. That's not a stocking stuffer.
Well,
that's expensive.
You don't have to spend a ton on
it. You know what? Fuzzy socks. You can always do that.
Socks
inside the sock.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like a Dr. Seuss novel.
Women are like, oh God, this is worse than we imagined.
No,
you know, it's so funny. Tom's like, he is oblivious. Like, he's not done this ever. Like, what do you put in a woman's stocking?
Oh, yeah, Tom. What
do you put in Jamie's every year?
I get her big gifts, so I don't worry about the stocking. I don't even know if she and I have stockings.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, I mean, the kids have stockings, but I don't think we have stockings.
I got a stocking. You don't?
I don't think so. I have, my mom has the one from when I was a little boy, but I don't think we put it out anymore. But yeah, I mean, I get her big gifts. I'm a big gift giver.
Well, but if you're doing stockings, the whole point, they're little gifts. So that's why, like, fuzzy socks, stuff like that would be perfect for a stocking stuffer
Anything
gift.
Anything you see at the pharmacy, it's there, you know. Or when you're checking out at TJ Maxx and got a roll of stuff, you can just buy, like, massage balls for her feet and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I'll be going crazy at that TJ Maxx line.
You know what? The dryer balls that you put in the dryer so your clothes don't get all staticky.
You scared me when you said anything at the pharmacy. I'm like, what are you getting? Preparation H, Dr. Scholl's
cornholes, cough drops.
You got to go down the special aisle. It's got all the little stocking stuffers aisle.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about Xanax?
Depends on who she's married to.
So I think the kids alone could bring you to that.
So the pharmacist is Santa Claus.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This is a topic that a lot of people avoid discussing. It's awkward. It's personal. It's the kind of thing that people don't typically talk about at Christmas.
So let's just bring it up on the radio and let everybody hear it.
Sometimes, through no fault of your own, the equipment or the clockwork inside your guts quits working.
Uh-oh.
And for some reason, you just can't get to the bathroom. And when you do, nothing happens. You get clogged up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, fortunately, just in time for the holiday season, they have released a study to tell you what foods can actually help you with this problem. If you don't want to go to some of the laxatives or the fiber type products out there, then you can turn to these natural foods.
Prunes.
Prunes is number one on the list. It's our high in fiber. They also have something called sorbitol, which is kind of a sweetener of some sort, but it is what they use in the sugar-free candy. And I can tell you, a bag of sugar-free candy will get you going.
Apparently, so can Tori, because that was her first answer. Hey, I know what helps.
You know what you learn a lot about? The digestive system when you have a child.
Yeah.
Oh. I can tell you all about sorbitol and where it is naturally found in different foods.
Because it actually, the kid sometimes gets in the way and mashes on things and you just don't move like you should.
No, I meant like for him.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for you when you were pregnant.
That's a whole different topic.
Okay.
I tell you what gets me is that Raisin Bran or any of those kind of cereals, like if, you know, that's got a lot of fiber in it.
Why do we want to know this?
So in case you have a problem, you can get going again.
Google it. I'll just say this. There are no grapes or nuts in those grape nuts, but they do help.
Do you really not talk about this?
Not in the public.
It's just us girls.
Yeah, we're not even talking about anything gross. We're just talking about foods that get you going.
Okay.
Okay, well, you can sit over in the corner and cover your ears.
Go ahead.
Just take it to the bathroom if you need to, Kato.
There's a speaker in there. I'll get to hear it in there, too.
I know.
This next one surprised me. Surprised me on two levels.
If he does go, we can all just be like, Kato.
Yeah. It surprised me that the fruit does it, and it surprised me how much they think it's normal for you to eat. But it's the kiwi. I did not know the kiwi would make you go.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Apparently, they have an enzyme that breaks down proteins and helps with digestion. And they say this casually, 2 or 3 a day for 1 month can help keep you regular.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't eat 2 or 3 kiwis in a month.
I haven't had kiwi in years.
Well,
I do see them in the grocery store all the time. I just pass by.
Yeah.
My wife buys them, but I mean, honestly, we might get 1 or 2 a month. I don't think we... No, I don't know anyone who eats 2 or 3 kiwis a day.
Monkeys.
But now if you do, you're going to know why.
Yeah. You're going to know what will happen to you if you do it.
All those clerks at the grocery store going, oh, that's a bunch of kiwis you got there.
Until today, I wouldn't have known that's what they were doing.
I know some fruits. I mean, obviously apples and stuff like that, but never heard kiwi.
I've never heard apples.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same apples thing. Are a laxative. Uh-huh.
Sorbitol, same thing.
Did not know that.
I mean,
explain some problems that might have been having.
The green apples, you know, they really do it.
Okay, this next one, I didn't know this one either. Maybe you guys all did. Rye bread.
I don't even like rye bread.
I don't either. They say it's the best bread option. Mm-hmm. Studies have found it can work even better than some laxatives. Huh. Rye bread. That's like, why? Why does that make you go?
I knew you were going to say that.
Why?
The rye bread. Why bread?
Oh.
Yeah. I need more coffee, sorry.
See, and I was thinking seasonal stuff, like fruitcake.
I don't think that would get you going. That seems like that would clog you up.
Yeah. I have never eaten fruitcake. Not one bite.
That does seem like it'd clog you up, though. I mean, it clogs up everything else.
It's a good door stopper.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
I'm surprised you've never even had a bite just to see.
I don't think I've ever had a bite of fruitcake.
Oh, man, we should get one for Kato.
It's okay.
I'm going to say they're actually not bad. I know it gets a lot of hate.
Yeah,
I like
just,
them.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. They're not great. So coffee is obviously another option that can get things moving because it stimulates the muscles in your colon. I didn't even realize we had muscles there. I can just imagine working out at the gym to work on those.
Oh, yeah, spot me.
Well, what if you didn't have muscles, what keeps it from just going?
Well, yeah, but that means that you would relax the muscle, not tense it up.
I don't know. I'm doing exercises right now.
We can tell. They say don't drink too much coffee because it can actually leave you dehydrated. So 2 cups a day max.
All right.
Which sounds low to me.
That's low.
Mm-hmm. I drink coffee now. I didn't for many years. And I will say it does seem to have that effect.
Okay, but you did tell us, though, you drink coffee just because of the creamer. You don't like coffee.
I don't care for coffee. But I found out that I like the creamer is what I actually enjoy.
It's like a milkshake for Tom. But,
so those are 3 items. What's great about them, too, is that you can buy them and people won't know what you're up to. I mean, and prunes probably, but kiwis and rye bread, I don't think anyone's going to go, oh, you're constipated.
And, you know, I don't think I've ever had a prune in my life, ever.
You need me to bring you some?
It's nothing that I desire
you
to eat.
You must be stopped up.
I haven't pooped in 16 years.
Lord. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, the stores, they are trying to get us to spend more money during the Christmas season.
I think they try to get us to spend more money all the time.
Probably true.
And it works.
Yeah. You know, online shopping, they don't need a lot of tricks. You just get on there and you're like, I'm just going to put that in my cart. I'm going to put that in my cart. And that one. I need a bigger cart.
Could you imagine just walking around Walmart, putting stuff in your cart and never buying it?
Yeah.
It's like just walking around with it all day.
You're like, I'll be back Tuesday to get that. These are the ways stores try to get you to spend more money during the holidays. See what you think. Tori, this is one that is year-round. So they load the checkout aisle with tempting products. Like, you know, when you talk about going to TJ Maxx, and it's kind of like being in that line at Disney where you're about to ride the ride.
Yeah.
And you got all these fun things to look at.
And you know what's sad? If I'm ever in the line and I don't find something, I'm annoyed. I'm sad. Yeah, I'm like, I really wanted like little junk things, and I couldn't find anything.
They did that at Five Below, too. And like, you know what's so kind of crazy is like, you know, there'll be no one in the store, and you still got to go like through the little rope aisle or whatever. So you got to go the long way around to get to the registers. But that's one of the tempting things that they do, little stocking stuffers they have for you, candy, anything like that. That's one of the tricks that they use to get you to spend more money. They also create a holiday ambiance. They play on your emotions and decorations, cheerful holiday music, and inviting aromatic displays.
Aromatic.
What's that?
Aerosmith.
Means it smells good.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. Aromatic. There you go. So they put like the candles out, those Christmas candles and all that stuff. So they play on your, they create an atmosphere of holidays.
And again, it works because usually I'm like, well, I'm already spending money getting people's gifts, so might as well get myself a little something.
All right. Now, these two, I didn't know. Kind of knew this one, but the other one I did not. Strategically place expensive items next to slightly cheaper ones using something called the compromise price effect. So stores, they sneakily place these expensive items next to the reasonable ones, so it seems like you're getting a great deal.
Oh, that's worked on me.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
but
wow.
Even if it's like a $150 sweater, it's cheaper than the $250 one next to it, but you're still shelling out $150 for a sweater.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm not. I won't fall for that one.
Yeah. I'll wait till May to get my Christmas sweaters.
I'll wait till it's half price when they jack it up and then they mark it down.
Okay, and then this is what they do. They put a big red sale sign in the windows, and it baits. It's like bait to get you in the store, kind of like if you're fishing something. That little worm on the end of a hook.
Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
They always have huge sales. Like, I've never been in there where there wasn't a big sale going on. I was talking to my mom. I'm like, why don't they just give us that price instead of making it seem like a big sale?
Well, and it depends on the day, too, like one or week. Like one week, you'll go in, this is 50% off, and then you go back in the next, you know, week, and you're like, why, that's not 50% off anymore. It's like, well, this is not the week for the frames to be 50% off. You got to come back next week.
Yeah.
You have to play their game.
Yeah. So anyway, they put this red sale sign in the window. That gets you into the store to buy, you know, the non-sale items. So there's also a reason they're also red. Besides the holiday factor, they say that we react faster when we see the color red. It's an urgency to it. So we see that big red sale sign, and we're like, let's get in there and buy something.
I look for clearance every time I walk into a store.
Yeah.
That's the only place I go is clearance.
Well, they say
I won't go anywhere else.
Like that, like clearance, that gets our attention. Also being free is another word that gets our attention. Mm-hmm. BOGO gets our attention, anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what gets me mad? And you think it's a BOGO and it's buy two, get one free.
I know. Don't you
trick
me with that.
And I'm like, I don't need three. I would have taken two. I do not need three. Uh-huh. So I don't get it.
Well, you got to do the BOGO math at that point, too. It's like, if I buy two, is it, do you do that? Do you lump them all like, okay.
No, I don't want three.
Oh, okay.
I don't care if it saves me more than buying two.
I'm like, I'll get three, but I have to do the calculations of what all three. I like get the three and how much it will be at the end and divide it by three to see how much each individual one cost.
Well, I bet it's fun shopping with you.
That was sarcasm, I'm thinking.
No, he was being sarcastic.
I got a calculator on my phone now. I mean, if you don't do that, you don't know what you're paying for these items.
You know, it's all overpriced. At this point, just get what you need and then some other stuff because I have a problem. problem.
I have to shop for BOGOs, though, because, I mean, you know, the other day I had my wife get me some sour cream and cheddar potato chips. I was like, hey, grab me a couple bags of those. They were $7 each.
Yeah.
I was like, don't do it unless they're BOGO then. Yeah. That's just $7 for a bag of chips.
And a lot of times, if it is BOGO, I just get one for half the price.
You can do that here. In some states, they actually make you buy both.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and for $7 a bag, I count every chip. I divide how much every chip costs.
I bet you're fun to shop with.
How much is the air in there?
Fun to eat with, too.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
It's our annual Torch Tuesday. A lot of people love this, ask for it each and every year, so we're going to bring it again. It is Jingle Bellies time, y'all.
Now, you say a lot of people love this.
I ain't heard one person say that.
I don't think Cato loves it very much.
Well, okay, yeah, it's true, because last year Cato had to blow on my belly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This year, I get to blow on Cato's belly.
Now, just for those of you who are listening and about to change the channel right now.
I am changing the channel.
Let's explain this.
Okay.
So what happens is Cato is going to lift up his shirt, and Hawk is going to blow on his belly to try to play Christmas songs with a raspberry sound.
And Hawk gets to guess whether I showered this morning
or
not.
Oh, no.
Because I overslept.
Okay, I don't have
I'll
to
let
guess.
You decide.
You got a cap on. So,
well, that's cold.
Okay.
It's stocking cap season for me.
Here's a good thing, though. Here in a couple years, as Michael, Tori's new baby, gets a little bit older, we'll blow on his belly. He'll be giggling.
I'm calling the police.
No. Yeah,
I doubt Tori's going to let you do that.
Well, we'll let Tori do it. It's like blowing raspberries on babies' bellies is great.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, kids
so
love that.
I got something better.
But when you do it as adults.
Do it to your dog.
Wow.
That's funny.
All right, that's next year's Torture Tuesday. All right, Jingle Bellies. Here's what we're going to do. All right,
we're not in the spirit.
You know what? Lean back, and I won't come over there. You guys got to at least get three of them.
I got two shirts on. I'm going to have to try.
So Hawk is going to try to blow the sounds of a Christmas carol, and Tori and I have to guess the correct one.
Okay.
And so this could take a long time if he's not good at it.
Yeah. Because I haven't trimmed my chest hair lately.
Oh, wow. Dear. I won't get hair in my
teeth. You're going
to get hair. Get your finger out of your belly button.
I'm trying to get if there's any lint in there. I don't know if it's from yesterday.
There we go. All right. I'm getting over there. Now, here's what's happened. We've done like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Silent Night and Frosty and all those. I'm changing it up this year.
Okay.
Okay.
So, ready?
All right.
I wouldn't make it an obscure
Hawk's
Christmas
finally
song.
Making his way around over to Cato. Yeah. And so Cato's going to lay back in the chair. Tori, are you just recording for later?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know if we were Facebook Live or not.
Oh, I guess I can't. Do you want me Facebook Live?
Yeah, let's Facebook Live.
Because
I think people would
like
to see this happening as it goes on. So if you are on Facebook or can get to Facebook, Tori is going live.
Give me just a second.
Is this microphone on, Tom?
Did you turn it on?
I didn't.
Okay. Right, so, Tori, which account is that going to be on? Is that going to be on the Hawk and Tom?
Yep, Hawk and Tom Facebook
page. So go to Hawk and Tom Facebook fan page. Tori is setting up a live broadcast right now. You're going to get to see Hawk blowing on Cato's belly doing Christmas carols, and Tori and I are going to have to guess which Christmas carol it is.
Oh, sorry. I was getting the emoji ready. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
What emoji are you putting in this?
All right. Hey, you know, I just got my hair cut, and apparently you did not. Here we go. Guess this one. It is a Christmas song. All right.
Oh, God.
I mean, is there some water or something? I want to just lick your belly just to get it.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm kidding. It's a joke. It's Kyle. You guys take it so seriously.
I wanted you to.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Can you hear it, Tom?
We can hear it, but I don't have any idea what it was.
Get your headset on.
You're stubble. No. I'm going to have stubble burn.
You know what? It is midweek here. You didn't get it?
Is it Rudolph?
No, I'm not doing any of those this year. I'm changing it up.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that
means. I didn't even hear it.
Well, like Rudolph, like Frosty.
Do it again.
We did that last year. Here we go.
You better
walking
watch out.
A Christmas Wonderland.
Yeah, Winter Wonderland.
Wow, I got one.
Good job, Tom.
Ring a bell, but I don't have one.
All right. Here we go.
We got one.
This is one you might hear at church. Ready?
Oh,
oh boy.
Now, you wouldn't see this at church, but
hopefully
you would hear this. All right.
Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Oh, it's, oh my gosh. I mean, let everyone prepare his room and heaven and nature. But I cannot think of this. What is that? I can't What is it? Help me.
I can't.
But I know, but I'm there. Like, I just
Tom
can't.
Tom knows it. He's just not saying
it. I don't know it.
Tom is totally checked out.
She didn't sing the name of it.
Kato can do it.
At every mouth.
You just said it.
Joy to the world.
Yes.
Oh. Thank you, Rachel.
Joy to the world.
Oh, God.
Rachel had to help me with that
one. We have one more to go. Kato, are you all right?
Yes.
His belly's so red.
Are you enjoying this?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe.
Oh, God.
What are you doing later?
All right.
Here, this is going to be good. All right. It'll be a little bit different. This is one we've never done before. Oh, no. Jingle bellies. All right.
I started it through him.
I started him. All right, I'm sorry.
All right, here we go. Ready? You guys got that one.
Feliz Navidad.
Kato got it.
Oh, funny.
I think it's unfair for Kato to guess.
Okay, well, you got to do another one.
One more. I didn't tell. No.
He didn't guess it.
He did too.
Oh, we didn't guess it.
I'm sorry.
It's not for
I didn't
Kato
mean
to
mess
guess.
Up the game. Oh. I messed it all up. We got to start all over.
All Kato's right. really liking this.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Oh, better not shout. Better not.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
No. What?
No.
What's funny is I just noticed your paper there with all the answers.
Because I didn't want to go to the normal, you know.
Try it again. He thinks that's
all
a song.
All I'm hearing is maybe if you really get in there,
I'm done.
Kind of thing.
You better watch
you know
out.
What it is?
Rocking around.
Oh, okay.
Dang. Oh, wow. That was good. I'm sorry.
Tom, do you want to come
get
it?
No, I don't want anything to do with this.
Honestly, man.
I cannot, Gato.
You have something on your belly.
It's hair.
Well, besides that, did you like put conditioner or something?
No, he just didn't shower
today. Okay, yeah.
Well, I might have.
That's sweat.
Is it? Could be ivory.
You floss now.
All right. So next year it's Tom blowing on his puppy's belly for Jingle Bellies and Torture Tuesday.
I'll do that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.